So we're gathered here today to celebrate the most auspicious appearance day, Vyas Puja, of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. And where are we gathered? We're gathered in the holy dham of Sri Vrindavan, where Radha and Krishna's eternal pastimes are even taking place today. And we're gathered specifically sitting in that wonderful place called Ramanreti, where Krishna and Balaram sported with the cowherd boys. And in that Ramanreti, we're sitting in the very beautiful temple built by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, foremost disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sisi Krishna Balaram Mandir. And now the month of Falgun has begun. We know Lord Chaitanya appeared on the Falgun Purnima. Today is the fifth day of dark half of the month of Falgun, and that day Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared in this world. And it is only by the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that we're situated in this place. We just described, we're here in Vrindavan in this Krishna Balaram Mandir on this very auspicious day. It's only by the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that we're sitting here in this most auspicious place on this most auspicious day. Because He was the one who inspired our Srila Prabhupada to preach this message of Lord Chaitanya to the English speaking people. So I see so many white faces sitting here. We are only sitting here by the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Otherwise we would be deprived of the great ecstasy that we feel by living here in Vrindavan. Or visiting Vrindavan. So first of all, I'd like to thank His Grace Rohini Sutta Prabhu for giving us a wonderful glimpse into the life and mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Like he said, even if we had thousands of mouths, we could not begin to glorify the accomplishments of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But I specifically wanted to mention, as I said, most of the faces here I see, they're all white. So this is a specific mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If there's any slogan that we can apply to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission, is Kiva Vipa Kiva Nyasi Sudra Hena Kaya Ye Krishna Tattva Dete Se Guru Haya. Because when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta appeared, there were many people he had to face, met much opposition. First was the smarter Brahmins who were saying that unless one is born in a Brahmin family, unless one is born in India, he cannot become a Brahmin. But here we see many devotees not born in Brahmin families, not even born in India, worshipping our wonderful deities of Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. Then he had to face, even in his own line, the line of Lord Chaitanya, there was the caste Goswamis who were saying only certain, those in Nityananda Bumps or those who are in this Bumps and that Bumps, only in this they can preach the message. No one else is allowed to preach, and nobody born in a foreign country can possibly take up the process of bhakti. But as we heard in this pranam mantra, Rupanuga Virudapa Apisiddhanta Harini Dvanta Harini, he was smashing all of these Apisiddhantas. We sing sometimes in that Sad Goswami Astika that the Goswamis were what is that verse? They're writing so many. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipado Sadharma Samstapako Nana Shastra. They've studied many scriptures. And they established Sadharma. Just like just now we were in Kumbh Mela, so many persons are there. And you think, because we know a few little arguments about that one is not necessarily a Brahmin because of his birth, that we become very puffed up and think we can fight with anybody because we know a few little examples. I tell you, if you run into a real Mayavadi, more than the rain that came on the day after the Basant Panchami Snan, they will throw slokas at you. Faster and faster than you, your head will spin with the many slokas that they will throw at you. That you have to be born in India, you have to be born in a Brahmin family, you cannot possibly become a Brahmin. They will spin your head. It is not just because you know a few little examples that you heard in the classes over the years. You think now you can defeat anyone. It's not so easy. They can throw slokas at you. But the Goswamis have studied deeply the scriptures, Nana Shastra, so many scriptures. Sadharma, there may be so many, and there are so many verses that actually say that. But the Goswamis have established Sadharma, and that was the mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to establish Sadharma. That anyone in any part of the world, any place, any type of birth, he can take to the process of Krishna consciousness, he can become reformed. He can become reformed. Reform means to become a Brahmin. Reformed or reborn. Just like we call Brahma Dvija. Dvija means second birth. And we have seen, we know the one example from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself, by his own lotus mouth, he told, Chaturvidha, what is it? Guna karma vibhagasa. Chaturvarnamaya system, guna karma vibhagasa. We're getting old, huh? We're forgetting our slokas. Guna karma vibhagasa. He doesn't say janma karma vibhagasa, he says guna karma vibhagasa. But this is also a double-edged sword. Whenever you point at someone, you have to realize there's three fingers pointing back at you. We preach this all the time, that it is by guna and karma. So are you developing the guna and karma yourself? Even Prabhupada was so... exasperated with us, he said, trying to make Brahmins out of you is like washing coal. No matter how long you wash the coal, it's still black. So we can't become puffed up just because we know a few little slokas and we can say, guna karma vibhagasa. But do you have the gun? Are you doing the karma of Brahmin? There's three fingers pointing back at you. We have to always remember. But it's the strong preaching of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made it possible that we're sitting here today in Vrindavan. It's Krishna Balaram Mandir. We're worshipping Krishna and Balaram. We're doing all these things. It is only by his strong preaching. He smashed all of these Upasiddhantas and established. Therefore his slogan, if there is a slogan to be applied, is Kiva Vipa Kiva Nyasi Sudrahinakaya Jai Krishna Tattvaveti Sei Guru Haya. Anybody, what to speak of becoming a Brahmin? Guru! We were just celebrating Narottam Das Thakur. We heard even they were upset. He was born in India, but he was considered to be a Sudra. And he was initiating Brahmins. They became upset. He's like, how this guru is, how he can initiate Brahmins. But this verse says, even, doesn't matter, may one be Brahmin, he may be sannyasi, he may be Sudra Hinika, even if he's a Sudra. But ye Krishna Tattva Veti Sei Guru. If he knows Krishna Tattva, then he becomes Guru. This is the point. This is the slogan of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. He smashed all of these Upasiddhanta groups. They were afraid of him. He was known as Singha Guru. Singha means lion, lion guru. Even they would see him coming on the street, they would cross over the street to the other side just so they wouldn't, because sometimes he would grab them by their kurta and say, why are you cheating people? Preaching this nonsense philosophy. Especially the Mayavadis were very afraid. But all these Jata Gosais, just like one time, There was one king, Manindra Chandra Nandi Bahadur, in Kasim Bazar. He invited Srila Bhaktisiddhanta to come and speak. And he was there. It was in the month of March, just like now March has started. It was the month of March, 21st March actually. But unfortunately the king was surrounded by so many Prakriti Sahajas. And they didn't want Srila Bhaktisiddhanta to speak because they knew then they'll be exposed as being useless nonsense characters. So hardly he got a chance to speak. So therefore the king, he was sending foodstuffs to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta on a golden plate. Here in Krishna Balaram Mandir, they just give you a leaf plate, huh? Can you imagine somebody sending, how anxious you will be anxious to eat from a golden plate, solid gold plate. But since he felt that since I am not given any opportunity to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how I can eat this king's foodstuffs? So for 4 days, from 21st to the 24th, he fasted. On the 25th day, he spoke for a few minutes and all the Brahmins began shouting and screaming. So then he just went to the train station. The king himself personally came to the train station. So why are you leaving? He was so upset. And why aren't you accepting the food that I'm sending? Because these Prakriti Sahajas, they told him that because you're born in a Tili caste, which is a low caste, therefore he's not accepting. He said, I didn't get any opportunity to reveal the glories of the Supreme Lord according to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So when I don't have any opportunity to do any service for you, how am I able to taste your food? And first of all, that pujari who has no knowledge of the Supreme Absolute Truth, his offering is not accepted, so it is not prasad, how I can accept. Like that. So he had to face all of these types of things. It was not an easy task. It is just like when we went to, we were just in Kumbh Mela, many years ago we made Lokanath Swami Mahant so that we could have our position in the procession, the Sahi Snan, the royal snan. Actually, all the other Vaishnavas, Sampradayas, they were very happy that we were going to bring somebody from ISKCON into the Mahant. It was our own people, our own Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they were the ones that make it. That hurts the worst when it's your own people who are fighting against you. Anyway, somehow Sarvabhauma, he also following the footsteps of Bhaktisiddhanta, he established that it is siksha that is more important than diksha. This is another thing, is these people were simply by hereditary succession, they were preaching. But it's not necessarily that simply by being born, just like my father's a doctor, but I don't know anything about at least Western medicine. I have no idea anything, because I never studied anything about it. I had no interest. So even though I may be born in a Brahmin family, if I don't take any interest to reform myself, then I don't automatically become a Brahmin. So he pointed out that it is the teachings that is the most important. That is the essence. Plus it is pointed out that actually of our six Goswamis, probably only two of them, Gopal Bhatta and Raghunath Bhatta, they were Brahmins. Everybody else was Rupa and Sanat, of course, started Brahmins, but they were rejected. Even the Hindus accepted them as Muslims, what to speak of. They weren't even accepted in Hindu society. But they became our gurus. They became Goswamis. See, they made a caste. There's one is Varnashram, one is caste system. They made a caste out of Goswamis. But Rupa and Sanatan, they were all kicked out of the Hindu society, what to speak of Brahmin society. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a big zamindar. We always hear how his renunciation is remarkable. He left opulence greater than the king of heaven, wife more. So he was a big zamindar. He also was not a Brahmin. So all of the leaders, the stars of our Braj sky, these six Goswamis are like six stars, and most of them were not even born Brahmins. Or not even in Brahmin families. So that is not the qualification. All these things. So it's when your own people fight against you, that hurts the hardest. So we are very, very extremely indebted to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to fight against all of this narrow-mindedness and closed-mindedness. And he opened up this Gaudiya Vaishnavism to everybody in the whole world. This was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. This desire came from Bhaktivinod. Bhaktivinod was the first to write a book in English, Lord Chaitanya, his life and precepts. And in the very year of Prabhupada's birth, that book reached McGill University in Canada. Prabhupada took this as a very auspicious sign that in the year of my birth, this English book arrived in the Western world. So it was Bhaktivinod's desire, and it was also the desire of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. He planted that desire in the heart. We were just hearing, Rohini Sutta was so nicely describing that incident in Ultadanga Road. Bhaktisiddhanta rented a house, about three-story house there, for 50 rupees a month. In that time, 50 rupees was a lot of money. With just a few paisa, you could buy kilos of rice. Now, even 50 rupees won't buy a kilo of rice. And they had no idea where the next rent was going to come. Somehow, Bhaktisiddhanta was living on the first floor in one room. Then there were some householders below, and then below there was the brahmacharis and sannyasis. And in that very place, Srila Prabhupada came and met his eternal spiritual master. First he argued with him. As Rohini Sutta described, he was pulled there. They said, I know all these bogus sadhus. My father used to invite them every day. I saw them. They come, they chant on the street, then they smoke bidi, and they do so many other nonsense things. No, this is not like that. They tried to pull him there. And then he had to make some argument that, because Bhaktisiddhanta says, you're intelligent boys and young men, you must preach the message of Sriman Mahaprabhu in the English language. He said, how will anybody hear us? We're being ruled by the English people. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, the message of Lord Chaitanya is so important, it can't wait for the change of government. It doesn't matter who's ruling or who's not ruling. It is the most important thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is so important, it is meant for everyone. And Prabhupada was one of those people, he was never defeated. We can read all the lectures. We have all the lecture tapes and the Veda base, and Prabhupada, every time anybody's arguing with him, he's never defeated in argument. But Prabhupada was defeated. He was just spellbound. And when his friends asked him afterwards, he said, yes, the mission of Mahaprabhu is in very good hands. And luckily it was in those very good hands. Otherwise, as I said, we wouldn't be sitting here today. In this lovely place, enjoying this so beautiful darshan of Gaur Nitai Krishna Balaram C.C. Radhachandra. It is his mercy. He struggled so hard for us. We can't even imagine chanting 1 billion names. We are hearing about 1 billion names. We are struggling just to chant 16 rounds. What to speak of, I forget how many, 192 I think it takes to chant 3 lakhs of rounds or something every day. And he said, 1 billion names. So he struggled so much just for us that we would be able to sit here in this holy place and hear these wonderful pastimes of Krishna, hear all these wonderful things. He struggled so much, he was brahmachari his whole life. We can't even imagine such a thing. That is just practically unimaginable for us. He was naistika brahmachari, especially in the modern world, everybody's completely crazed by sex life. But he gave that all up to make spiritual children. And especially had one very wonderful son, Srila Prabhupada, also was who was also grihast before. And he also gave that up to preach this Krishna consciousness. So in so many ways, so many wonderful pastimes. And sometimes we always hear about how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was so strict and so powerful, Singha Guru and all these things, but his heart was soft as butter. Now our Bhakti Vikas Maharaj has so wonderfully compiled so many literatures about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in his Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. There it even tells that he would go in the Brahmacharya ashram and make sure that the mosquito nets were tied properly for the brahmacharis. Such a soft heart. Because these boys, they have to go and preach. If they get bit by a mosquito and get malaria, then they'll be sick and the preaching will be stopped. He was such a soft-hearted person, actually. Prabhupada always talks about him. Everyone was afraid of him, but I was always... He was always very kind to me. He told me so many secret things. He even told how one time, because we were talking, because Bhaktisiddhanta was preaching so heavily against all of these caste Goswamis and Jata Gosais and all these Prakritas, Sahajyas and so many things. They even tried to kill him. He said he told me this in confidence one time. That in Mayapur, they collected 25,000 rupees. Just imagine what 25,000 rupees was then. And they went to the chief of the superintendent of police, said, "We're going to do something, you don't take any action." So that he came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, "The situation is like this. Of course we take bribes and we do these things, but not for a sadhu like you. You should take care of it. This is the situation." Even they had to, because the smartas, they don't accept Lord Chaitanya. He may be a great devotee. He may be a great mystic, but he's not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like a couple of Vyas Pujas ago, we invited many sadhus here to glorify Srila Prabhupada. And one noted sadhu, he kept mentioning something about Chaitanya being a great personality. But this Rajendra Maharaj, who's not even in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, but he's very much connected with Radharaman Goswamis, he corrected and he said, "No, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not just great devotee, not just great person, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So they don't accept this. So finally they had to invent their own incarnation. They took some Gadadhar Chatterjee and made him into Ramakrishna, not even worshipping. Name is Ramakrishna, but not worshipping Krishna Balaram, he's worshipping Kali. We know from Bhagavad Gita, yet whatever you're thinking at the time of death, you'll become like that. So you'll become a woman. You worship Kali, you'll become a woman. So they had to invent their own incarnation. But in sadhu society, as we see in Kumbhmela, they don't accept. They've been around for so long, still they cannot get into the snan because they don't have any bona fide sampradaya and their philosophy is completely useless philosophy. Like this. So they took some Gadadhar Chatterjee and made him into an incarnation of God. They tried to defeat him in so many ways. So anyway, this was his slogan. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi sudrahena kaya ye Krishna tattva viti se guru hai. If somebody knows about Krishna, because Krishna is told that I am what is to be known in all the Vedas. Vedas chaham eva vedyo vedanta kid veda ved eva chaham. I am the compiler of Vedanta. I know Veda as it is. I am what is to be known. So if somebody knows Krishna, then he knows everything. One who knows Krishna, ye guru hai, then he becomes guru. He may be born anywhere. He may not even be born in India. But he becomes guru. He becomes guru. This is the great mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is the personality who we're performing Vyas Puja today. This great personality. By his mercy we're standing here, sitting here. By his mercy we're preaching all over the world. In so many places. I just came from far off places like Fiji and Australia, New Zealand. In New Zealand, one of the most beautiful temples in the whole of ISKCON is there, in Auckland, New Barsana. So much preaching is going on. This is all that strong desire. He wanted to see this. He has himself established 64 Gaudiya Mutts. Even some tiny center in Rangoon and in London and Germany. He had some small centers also. But his real desire was to see the Krishna conscious movement spread throughout the entire world. Because if Lord Chaitanya is the Lord of all, then all land should hear his call. No? If Lord Chaitanya is Lord of all, let all lands hear his call. So this was his desire. So he inspired our Srila Prabhupada to take this pure message, the pure message of Krishna consciousness. Bhakti and Srila Bhakti Sananta's, even this, what is his name? Bibekananda. Even he said, this Vaishnavism is just a sex religion. It had become so degraded. This is the great mercy of Srila Bhakti Sananta. He saved the Gaudiya Vaishnava mission from falling into a deep black hole. That is the meaning of Prakriti Sahajas. They think, oh, they're just like Radha Krishna's got his sakis. I have so many sakis and we're enjoying Ras Leela and all this nonsense thing. This was going on in the name of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. People thought this is a useless thing. With Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who rescued from this deep black pit, he placed the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy at the pinnacle of Vaishnava Dharma. He showed, he took it, that beautiful diamond was covered with filth, and he rescued it from that pit, and he washed it, and he put it up in the sky and let it shine. And he inspired our Srila Prabhupada to let that Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy shine all over the world in its pure form. So this is the great personality who we're worshipping today. And somehow or other we've been given an opportunity to speak, although we're totally unqualified. We're not born in India. We weren't born in a Brahmin family. We were born in such a family where, in such a situation, as I described one time before, we crashed Chitragupta, the secretary of Yamaraj, we crashed his hard drive trying to keep track of our simple activities. So I'm not at all qualified to sit here and speak. Not even, I couldn't even be successful grihastha, what to speak of sannyas. So not at all qualified to sit here. But actually, one time, we know Tulsidas, he wrote one time, he's seeing the Ram Darbar. You know Ram Darbar, you have Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. And he's writing that your Darbar, this darshan, is incomplete. Because you're known as Patita Pavana. So unless there's some proof that you're Patita Pavana, then this darshan is incomplete. You have to put me there also. Then your name, your savior, the purifier of the most fallen souls. So unless I'm there, then how people will know? So in the same way, although I'm totally unqualified in so many ways, I have most wretched birth and most wretched activities, still, this is actually the glory of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, that such a person as me can sit here and address this august system, assembly of Vaishnavas in this holy land of Vrindavan, in this Krishna Balaram Mandir in front of Sri Sri Gornitai Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. This is the glory of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, that such a person as me can sit here in this place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is the proof of his life's work, that such a person as me can sit here and address all of the Vaishnavas today. Thank you very much. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki Jai.